We're revisiting this Renee Too Good to Be True story. And I want to thank all of you for your amazing comments, which I'm going to look at a little bit later in this broadcast. And I've got a list of items that you pointed out that I didn't have a chance to include in my previous broadcast. So we're going to be looking at that as well. But first, we're going to take a look at this story about ICE agents being trained by Israeli operatives, I guess is the best word. So let me share my screen. Let me know if you heard about this before. And we are over here at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And this was from 2024. It says, what is GLE? And I'm going to show that to you. In fact, let's take a look at it right here. This is a program. This is Georgia International Law Enforcement Exchange. And I guess it's pronounced GLE or GLE. And I want you to take a look at the logo here and the logo of Georgia State University. Do you see what I see? You told me you like it when I sing. So do you notice? Well, it's blue and white. What is a state? Well, what is a country that has a blue and white flag? Yes, you're absolutely right. That is Israel. And it put me in mind these flames here. I feel like I have seen that with other Jewish organizations, the flames. And then this little white part of the logo here, here it's in blue. That to me looks like the shofar, which is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and, well, here you have it. It's the shofar, I guess is the pronunciation. And I just did a quick internet search and we find out that this is, let's see, traditional Jewish shofar. It's an ancient musical instrument that has been used for thousands of years. So there you have it. It was used to announce war, declare victory, and on the coronation of kings. So when I take a look at this, maybe that's just me, but I see the flames and I see this shofar type of horn. Now, enhancing public safety. This website from the Georgia State University has an organization called, and it's called Georgia International Law Enforcement Exchange. And it is a joint project of the Georgia State University and local, state, federal, and international law enforcement and public safety agencies. I found out, let's go back to my information here. So they are, GLE sends police to train in Israel. And I also found out that ICE uses this GLE to train their officers as well. Article from 2024, in recent college protests across the state, activists have been urging universities to divest relations with companies that have ties to Israel. Alongside that request, students are also asking that their schools cease involvement with the Georgia International Law Enforcement Exchange. Housed at a Georgia State University's Andrew Young School of Policy Studies, GLE is described as a joint project, as I just mentioned, between the school and local, state, federal, and international law enforcement agencies. The program's website adds that it is focused on anti-terrorism training since being created in 1992 as preparation for the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta. Since then, police agencies in Georgia and other states have trained with Israeli forces to learn best practices from expert peers who frequently handle bombings and other terrorist activities, according to GLE's website. Israeli officers have also come to Georgia to learn from local law enforcement. Well, I wonder who's learning from who. So more than 1,000, and this was in 2024, more than 1,000 public safety officials, mostly from Georgia, have participated in the program in Israel. So I did a little more sleuthing, and I will have this as a write-up for you on my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Keep in mind that the Substack is published the day following the broadcast. That way I can take my notes and I can embed the video and then you can refer to that. So in that Substack, I'm going to be showing information about this GLE program that actually helps to train ICE officers, and they learn from Israeli counterparts, and they share best practices in areas like border control, surveillance, and anti-terrorism, sometimes using Israeli technology. So the international exchanges with this program, this in Georgia, primarily take place in Israel. Gilead facilitates trips for the U.S. police executives and those in ICE to go to Israel, and they have training where they have shared tactics. U.S. officers learn Israeli techniques for checkpoints, surveillance, and addressing terrorism. And I didn't think that you would be surprised by hearing this. Let me know if you have ever been to Israel, if you have experienced the Israeli, let's just say, intelligence or surveillance or security and all of those checkpoints. So that was one of the notes that I wanted to make, because you all, with your amazing insights, mentioned several things. And keep in mind that I did do a Substack for you. We'll take a look at this just as a reminder. And that is over at peggyhall.substack.com. The reason I'm mentioning this is because this is where you can find me if I go missing. So this is my story on the ICE shooting. And certainly this whole event was quite a story. And I'm so encouraged to know that my healthy Americans can read between the lies and they are able to spot the psyops. So we looked at all of these crazy things, such as the costumes that they had, the colors. They had everybody else sort of in drab colors. And of course, the red scarves and hoodies are always there. Easy to spot. That's one of their calling cards. Are, and here are the orange Masonic hats, some of you pointed out. And of course, all of these red beanies getting front and center. And you guys had such amazing comments about this so-called witness and his strange gestures. So I'm going to read some of those comments because I believe that they add more to the coverage, and I really appreciate that. So again, I did quite a deep dive here for you, and I really did some digging beneath the headlines. And here's Saint Nick lookalike again in the red hoodie, and that was in Portland. And there we saw these alleged victims that look like the same image that was just doctored up. Somebody pointed out the black and white Masonic floor here behind them, and so on and so forth. Someone else pointed out this backpack looks like it creates, the backpack strap looks like it creates a Q, right? All these cues and clues that they leave in. So let me get off the screen share for a moment, and let me just read some of the points that you all made, and then we'll follow up by looking at some of your comments. So some of the things that I need to add to this coverage, and I will let you know that likely this is going to be my final broadcast on this. Like me, you probably don't want to spend a lot of your life essence being gripped by these headlines. The reason I do these breakdowns, and I did an entire video called Why I Cover the PsyOps and How I Do My Research, is because sadly, there are still people that are being duped. There are people that are being snookered and hoodwinked and bamboozled when they watch this. Even some of my healthy Americans said, thank you, Peggy. I fell for it at first, but having watched your video, I understand now how to collect the clues. And I understand that not every single color number and so forth. I mean, I feel like I repeat that all the time, because there are still people that will say, you know, you think everything's a conspiracy. Well, I'll just say, yes, I do. And until you can prove me wrong, speaking of Charlie Kirk, who I mentioned earlier, I guess that was that one of his sayings, prove me wrong, or somebody else did that? I don't have any evidence that this is authentic. Everything can be done in a manipulated, orchestrated manner. And I do this because I want to help those who are falling prey to these orchestrated events. And the controllers, the powers that shouldn't be, are preying upon people and their compassionate hearts. And I can't stand to see people be in the spin cycle, literally. So I just want to kind of wrap up the coverage with this video. I'm sure that there's going to be more, but I feel that I've made my case. And until there's evidence that proves otherwise, I am going to continue to stake my claim that this was another made-for-TV movie. So a few more things to add about this. One of my commenters said, saying the name RNA, Renee Good makes me think of RNA, how does it go? mRNA Good. And I thought that was interesting. The so-called witness that said his name was Aiden Perzana, one of my Healthy Americans did a little sleuthing, found somebody by the name of Aiden at that address, but his last name was not Perzana. And he made a big deal out of saying Z like zebra. And some Healthy Americans linked that to say zebra, meaning black and white. And comments saying, gee, the t-shirts and buttons sure got printed fast. Others have pointed out that the name Renee, if you look at the last two letters, E, you turn that around, that's a double, would be a 33. And of course, if you turned around the first E, you would have 333, three threes. And the rubber ducks that I pointed out, because we keep seeing references to the rubber ducks and how that also has an occult Masonic meaning. And somebody pointed out the rubber ducks on all of the Jeeps. Apparently that happened during the COVID hoopla, all of the hogwash. I don't drive a Jeep, so I'm not too aware of that, although I have seen some of those people driving by. Somebody else pointed out the Honda pilot hitting the telephone pole and there's no damage to the SUV. And here is one of those images. Yeah, gee willikers, no damage there. I've had a grocery cart barely skim my bumper and it left more damage than we see here. How about this one? Nope, doesn't look like anything there. I love my Healthy Americans. Again, someone said the merchandise was already created. Somebody pointed out Nick Fuentes was another in the Nick, because we had Nicolas Maduro, we had Nick Shirley, who surely was covering the information related to the Minnesota fraud that I will cover in an upcoming video. And someone else said that Nick Shirley has a connection to the Mormon church. Well, I don't know whether that's here or there, although we do know that Mormonism was started by Joseph Smith. And I covered that in great detail when I did my Charlie Kirk coverage showing the Freemason connections with the Mormon church. I'm not saying that everybody that attends they call it the Church of the Latter-day Saints is how they prefer to have that called. I'm not saying that they're all Freemasons, although their rituals and everything came from Freemasonry. So I don't know much about Nick Shirley. That would take another bit of research on my end. You pointed out that there was no image or footage of the actual and alleged shot that was fired that allegedly killed Renee Good. Isn't that interesting? I did coverage on that alleged assassination, of the CEO of United Healthcare, and we never saw that shooting either. Conveniently, the camera doesn't catch that. And someone else said, Peggy, it is absolutely crazy that so many people are cheering on an unconstitutional police state. That is troubling to me. Somebody wrote to me and said, Peggy, postal workers are now getting warnings since they are federal workers. They're being told to be careful on their rounds as they're delivering the mail. So again, this fear mongering really is troubling. A few people pointed out that the name Renee means born again, and Nicole means victory of the people. So make of that what you will. People were asking, why was ICE there anyway? And how did people know that ICE was going to be there? What was going on? Do they give away the location of these raids? Somebody said, a couple of people were concerned about the puppy dog that apparently was in the back seat of Renee Good's car. And I'm questioning whether or not that actually is true. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's eliciting the exact response that the bad guys want. They want to tug on your heartstrings. Now, they had the, you know, lesbian poet angle for people that, you know, have preferences for lesbians and poets. And then they had the angle of, you know, being a mother. And then they had the angle of having a dog in the car. And I just want to really, again, put your mind at ease that it's highly unlikely that any dog was harmed in the making of this movie, but the dog was put there specifically so that people like you and me that have huge compassionate hearts for the animals would be extremely troubled by this. So I just want to make that point. Somebody mentioned that Aiden Perzana saying, oh yes, it's Z as in zebra. Somebody said, or is that Z for Zionist? That's not anti-Semitic, friends. Zionism is a type of Jewish nationalism. It has nothing to do with religion at all. Many people were giving me more clues about the numbers and how they all added up, like the 3332. And you're absolutely right. I want to go back to this picture for just a moment. So let me share my screen. And I thought this was interesting. I forgot to mention it. I mentioned it in the comments. But when we looked at this little rubber ducky, this Freemason rubber duck, note the price, $9.99. Now, apparently this is sold in England because it's got pounds. And you just turn that upside down because evil loves to invert. And that is 666. For people that are new to my channel, I highly recommend that you watch the video called How to Spot a PSYOP, because inevitably somebody will leave a comment on my video saying, how do you know? How do you know this isn't true, Peggy? Well, here's how I know. And there's a multi-point checklist that I spent a lot of time compiling, and I probably will add more to it. So the other thing I want to share with you is, let's do this. There's another image that people pointed out. Oh, there's that one. There's that one. Actually, I think it's in my Substack. Let's take a look at the ICE agent that allegedly shot this person. I'm going to enlarge this image so that you can see. I didn't catch this, which is why I love reading comments from my Healthy Americans. So more than one person said, look at this image, Peggy. It looks like a sheep's head. There's the eyes and there's the little nose. And of course, that is also the sheep, the goat is a reference to the Baphomet, which is a reference to evil. And that is very clear when I look at it. I can see that that was put in there. And that's probably why this image was released. So I want to actually look at your comments. Oh, to look at some of your comments, because you have really gone above and beyond. And I want to point out a couple in case I don't see them here. Somebody said that it looks like the ICE agents have paintball guns because there are large paintball reservoirs. I didn't catch that. I thought that was very interesting. The Golden Globes used "be good" for their tagline. And of course, they usually have these operations right before some kind of event like that, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, what have you, so that, you know, the Hollywood talking heads can tell us what to think. Okay. Somebody asked me, Peggy, why did you call this person Eric Kirk? Let me know in a comment if you know why I referred to this person as Eric Kirk. I did quite a bit of detailed coverage on this when I talked about Russell Brand. And basically, evil loves to invert, and they love to present very masculine, manly individuals and tell us that they are female, kind of like this. Like, I think anybody, a five-year-old would be able to say that looks like a man with fake eyelashes on, because that's what it is. And of course, there's all kinds of surgery that can be done. Oh my gosh, plastic surgeons are making a killing. They call it facial feminization surgery. You can do a search on that. I remind you to have the vomit bucket handy if you are a person with a queasy stomach and you don't like to see all these surgical procedures, but it is absolutely astonishing what they can do. They can shave down the brow bone. They can shave down the jaw. They give a rhinoplasty because, generally speaking, men have larger features. They have larger skulls. They have deep set eyes. That's kind of difficult to do plastic surgery on. And overall, they just have larger skulls. and big jaws and big mouths and other telltale signs. So many of you were asking me, were actually commenting, saying that you were surmising that it would be better to call this person Eric instead of Erica. So let's take a look at a few of your comments here, friends. Magstarlet says, love a healthy American deep dive. And I appreciate the comments because it helps to keep the conversation going. And a lot of you can answer questions that people might have. The name Good was a giveaway. Yes, good catch, right? It's all a, I'll just call it orchestrated event to keep the left-right paradigm sheeple fighting and not noticing the trillions of dollars going into the evil doers' pockets. They're purposely trying to anger people because it's obvious they are lying. They know people know this is a show. And it gets people like me pointing out that it's a show and other people that are not quite up to speed yet. And then we start arguing with each other while it's a distraction for everything else that they are doing. Heidi says, I'm so glad I'm not the only one who thinks this way. Laura Tech says, they're trolling us with all of the symbolism. Let's see. The End Is Now said it's more like magic spells, chanting, and numerology rituals. Now, I am not subscribing per se to numerology. That's not what I'm pointing out when I point out the numbers. I'm pointing out that it means something to the bad guys, to the occult worshipers. And it absolutely, these are magic spells. I did a whole breakdown on a video called The Spellcasters, Their Signs and Symbols. And that's exactly what I concluded, was that it's not so much that they are even signaling to us, they are casting their spells for their evil ways. Jenny says, don't forget they want to get rid of guns. Unless I see bodies myself, I don't believe most tragic events anymore. Friends, I put that challenge out to you previously. Can you bring to me a mass event in the last, I'm just going to go 50 years. I'll go back like in my lifetime. Can you bring to me one mass event or one headline grabbing event that was perpetrated and perpetuated is what I meant to say, and perpetrated by the media so that it would scare people, all right? In my day, there were the Mansons and the Hillside Strangler and all. I don't even think that actually happened. Certainly, there are crimes. Certainly, there are criminals. Certainly, there are murders and robberies. And we all know people that have very tragically met their demise in those ways. I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm saying on this scale, with all of this fakery going on, that's what's troubling me. And then some of you pointed out things that I did mention in the video. Lori says, everything shown to us in media is a humiliation ritual. You're absolutely right, Lori. They are mocking us. They're ridiculing us. Icy says, the names are always ridiculous. That is one of the giveaways. And friends, sometimes there is only one smoking gun that you need. For example, the 33 stitches. It couldn't be any more obvious. For people who still believe in the Charlie Kirk incident, I'm not saying he's a jerk. I'm saying the entire orchestrated event was jerking people around. And it is exactly what they want to do. And they will have these tells, these calling cards. And you really only need one. All right. Cash Patel said it was a 33-hour manhunt. I've pointed out before that his security team acted like they were rehearsed. You would never do that with a victim that was actually injured. You would assess the injury. His security team would draw their weapons and scan for more bullets. You would call an ambulance. You can never get to a hospital faster in your own car, especially when you don't even know where they are. And you can't run the red lights and you can't give immediate first aid where you can in an ambulance. So that right there, even if I knew nothing else about that incident, that is the giveaway. All right. How to spot a lie, Toker says. The guy in the red jacket gives too many details. You never remember these details when in trauma. Please watch the video if you missed it. Matrix says, since I don't have a TV, I can't get the flu or COVID. You're absolutely right. Knight Rider said the world stage PSYOP theater is in full force. They aren't going to stop. Thanks for covering this one again and again. You nail it, Peggy. Thank you. When will the masses wake up? Probably never. Hey, Cheryl. Humans like my phrase, go fraud me. That's basically what they are. It troubles me. There are so many people that legitimately need money. And this is how I believe they fund these operations. Who knows if those $1 million, if that's even accurate, that's probably fake as well to make people think that, oh, if $1 million has been raised, that means it's legitimate and I better send in money too. I don't believe any of this, friends. You can't handle the truth, sis, for over a year. I've become immersed in my Bible. I've never read a book that gives me peace and comfort, especially in this wonky world. My Bible, along with Peggy's voice of reason and discernment, is all I need to get through my day. I really appreciate that. And that's some good wisdom for you right there. I've done videos, friends, called How to Stop the Spin Cycle, How to Leave the Headlines Behind. And I would like you to join me on Friday where we leave the headlines behind. And that is over at Living Swell with Peggy Hall. And we talk about you and what you're going through and keeping ourselves healthy so we can live fully and freely. And so we're not pulled under by all of this ridiculous stuff going on. Jules said her pic looked AI generated and she died on 33rd Street. And the officer was rattled because 6 months prior, according to JD Vance, he got dragged by a car and got 33 stitches. And it wasn't even 6 months, it was 7 months. So even there, they had to manipulate it to fit their narrative. Again, several people mentioned that Renee spelling it backwards are 33, just like in the CK Freedom shirt. Friends, I've got a whole Charlie Kirk playlist. I've done tons of coverage on that. I really don't feel like doing any more because I think you can take it from here. It's like I kind of set the foundation. I pointed out a lot of the things that didn't add up, also with Eric Kirk, and that's getting a lot of traction. You can take it from there. I can't even stand to listen to that person's voice. And by the way, where are her fake children? Or his, or theirs, their, them, theirs. Where are the fake children if this person is doing all of these talk shows and saying that it's important that mothers are home with their children? She certainly isn't, or whoever it is. And then Joy said, a lot of times the names are odd with crazy spelling because they're made up to come out to equal a certain number. I thought that was interesting. And also, I think they're just AI. They're spit out of a computer. Way back with the Shady Nook, there were so many weird, repetitive spellings of names, and they were not normal names. I mean, these weren't, even if they're of, you know, from a different ethnic background or whatever, they were just so strange. And you could do a search and not find anybody else with that name or that spelling. And the Fed said, I was waiting for your coverage, Peggy, right when this happened. Immediately when I saw the name Good, which is, of course, is an immediate tell. And Renee Good, here's the person who said, sounds like mRNA Good. I thought that was a very interesting insight. JL says, Peggy, many people are doing an analysis. Unfortunately, not everyone is truly awake like us. It's actually so refreshing to be mindful and level-headed. Be well. I really appreciate your decodes. I like that. And your dedication to revealing these false narratives and orchestrated events. People just refuse to look at the truth. They're too afraid. Keep up the good work. Many are waking up thanks to you. And I'll end on that because, friends, it does get wearying. I don't like to watch the news. I don't like to even give the time of day to these kinds of events because, again, I already know that they're scripted, that they're orchestrated, that they're done for a reason. If you are not quite sure why they would do this, I have a video called Why Would They Do This? And if you're asking, how could they all be in on it? I have a video called How Could They All Be In On It? And I have a video, as I mentioned, called How to Spot a PSYOP and why and how I break it down, how I do my research. So I really implore you to encourage your own self. And I understand that it is hard for some people to admit that they were duped. As far as I'm concerned, I would much rather acknowledge that, oh my gosh, they tried to pull the wool over my eyes, or maybe I even was duped for a moment. And then I would rather stand up, dust myself off and say, that's it. I'm not going to fall for that again. I'm going to use more critical thinking skills. I'm going to use the How to Spot a PSYOP checklist. I'm going to use the techniques that I've taught, including watch the coverage and the footage like a week later or or just even a few days later, after your emotions have settled, if you go back, for example, and you watch the, oh, I don't know, since we were talking about Israeli police doing training with ICE, go back and look at that event of October 7th, I believe it was 2023. You'll see, probably, if that footage is still out there, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that they tried to get away with this, pulling the wool over people's eyes. Or even if you look at the Pam Bondi Beach event of a few weeks ago and the Brown event, which I covered in great detail, or you look at, oh my gosh, I have so many of the Bang Bang mass orchestrated events that I've covered on this channel just to use as a critical thinking exercise. Trust me, I feel, oh, like I don't even like talking about this stuff because I know that it already is created to elicit an emotional response. And I don't want to even put myself in that position. That's why I don't show a lot of the images. You can look at them on your own. Even when we're talking about the fires and the fire warfare and all of the inflicted weather that's used as a type of warfare on people, I don't even like to show a lot of those images other than to help you connect the clots and read between the lies, as I say, so that you can see what the evil doers, D-E-W, are up to. But I certainly don't want to traumatize people, which is why this pretty much wraps up my coverage on this Renee Too Good to Be True incident. And again, if my heart sincerely goes out to anyone that was harmed in the making of this movie, I hope that they will come to their senses and they will have a conscience and they will repent of their evil ways. And if you think evil doesn't exist, as one of my healthy Americans said, he reads the Bible. I encourage you to read the Bible or just look around you. Evil exists. And we can't fight evil with evil. We bring truth and we bring these insights. And I, for one, love my healthy American audience. I appreciate having you on board. I'll take a look at all of your comments and I'll be back with you on Friday at my other channel. So I broadcast 3 days a week and I'm here Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And I look forward to seeing you Friday's video.